We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking thing sucks.
Hey, hello, yeah. Hello. How's everybody doing out there? Friday, finally. Another week, another difficult day because this is the busy season and I expect to have a lot of business and a lot of inquiries and a lot of people wanting their tunes. So you kind of between, I want to say late February up until mid to late June, in my opinion, it's really, really busy. And we tend to, you know, get a little overwhelmed. I swear to God, I think the guys drank today. We have a chat. I swear to God, they were drinking. Because I think that's what needs to happen in order for them to feel okay. Because, you know, we kind of get shit on most of the time. We just kind of sit there and take it. But I think Junior's getting to the point where he's starting to, I don't know if a little bit of me is rubbing off on him or a little bit of him is rubbing off on me. But we're you know, he's not taking anyone's shit or he's just drinking. So, hey, if you guys received a tune that makes no sense, it's probably one of us drunk as fuck sending you guys tunes. So how you guys doing today? What are you guys going to do on the weekend? I'm going to... GT500 stuff happened yesterday. Took the GT500 to Jake's place and drove it because I want to fall in love with it. I really, really, really want to fall in love with the GT500, and it's just not happening. It's just not happening. There's something is missing in the GT500. And first of all, AC. It has no AC. Second of all, it has a turbo 400 with a very loose converter that loves to make a lot of heat. Third, it's fucking loud as shit. It's just stupid loud. And I'm going to make it a manual. That's kind of where I'm at. Maybe that'll help me fall in love with it. Yep. It won't be as fast. I get it. It won't be as quick. Let's just say that. It'll probably see more mile an hour, but it won't be as quick. It won't go 8.1, 169, unless I put a slipper clutch in it. But I think I want to make it a manual because I already have a buyer for the transmission. The transmission is a Billy Badass close ratio Reed Case 400 with a cone converter. It is top shelf liquor. I can get good money for it, but I'm going to sell it to someone and probably give them a deal because it's going to stay in the family, or at least with someone I know. But I think I'm going to probably manual swap it because I really like the car in terms of looks. I got the wheels on it that I think are the right ones for me. It's pretty trouble-free. Now, I think I have an easier time. And Jake was trying to convince me otherwise. He said, you should just sell it as a race car, as is. I go, the problem is this. I'll never be rid of that car. If the new buyer starts complaining about the transmission's puking again when I took it to Cars and Coffee 200 miles away, that trans is not set up for that. So, and I think I'll have an easier time selling it if it is a manual. One of these days, but I want to enjoy it for at least another year or two before I dump it, you know? But a manual would help because the turbo 400 would pay for the manual conversion, put the pedals back in it. And in my opinion, it should be a manual. It should be a manual 100%. So in terms of trying to fall in love with it again, exhaust and a manual. And I think I'll drive it more often than with a turbo 400. And they close down the track here. They close down the track. So there's no reason to make it a drag car anymore. I'd rather have a car that I can drive on the street. As you guys can see, there's a Calamar logo up there. Calamar became the new show sponsor. He has been helping the brother on the backside. Hey, he's been super awesome with me with the white car, with the MT82, the D4 stuff. So I wanted to just make sure I made him a sponsor because he's put way more money than anyone in terms of labor, sweat equity, and parts. Nothing against the other two guys. Look, Parts Farm and Two Auto Solutions, thank you very much. I appreciate you guys very much. But Ben Calamar is also now a sponsor. I have three sponsors on the show. I don't have a logo with all three yet. I'll work on it. So periodically, I'll toggle over to the Ben Calamar stuff, as you see there. But yeah, Ben Calamar became a new... sponsor for the show, and I really want to see if I can get myself a T56. But in my searches for a T56, I found out that there's a shortage not only of T56s but like the SFI rated bell housing. Like, people have been waiting months and months and months, like a ton of and people don't understand. Like I'm blown away. So is everything made in China now? Like, why is, do we not have steel in the United States? Do we not have, like, COVID's over. It's over. So do we not have steel? Do we not, nobody has T-56s. Nobody has a T-56. If you order from Tremec right now, a T-56 Magnum XL and an SFI Bell, good luck. Good luck. But you know what's available like a motherfucker? 11 to 17 stage 3 MT-82s like a motherfucker. According to Ben Calmer, he has like over 30. That's right. 11 to 17 stage 3 pretty indestructible MT-82s are available. Now, I would love a T-56 in my GT500, so I'm going to take the trans out, the 400, send it out, and shop around and see if I can find something. And if I want to make it like a race-oriented trans, like face-plated, but keep the fifth and sixth, you know, in there, I think that's something that would suit me nicely. But, you know, we'll see what the options are. But no rush, no rush. The GT500 paid for, nothing. It don't got to go nowhere, but if I can free up some cash, because the trans is, you know, I can get good money for the trans, and then go ahead and shop for a T56 with the proper gear set, we can end up going ahead and getting the manual conversion. In my opinion, the GT500 should never be an auto. I've always talked about converting it back to manual, but after, and I'll tell you what made me do that. A lot of thinking. Yesterday, Jake and I went to dinner. On the way back, he had his truck. I had my GT500. We did a little roll, took care of him. No problem. I mean, it's not a fair race. We all understand it's not a fair race. So on the way back, the same shit happens where the trans fluid gets hot because the converter is so loose and creates a lot of heat. So what do? Restall the converter. That's going to cost me money. And then if I restall the converter or put a diode in it to, you know, basically make it not freewheel as much, am I still going to hate the fact that it's a Turbo 400? Yeah, absolutely. I think I need to get back. Once I drove my white car and you guys saw how I, look, I can shift. Plain and simple. You guys might hate my guts. You guys might think I'm full of shit. A lot of you guys are hater ass motherfuckers. But one thing you absolutely cannot deny, I can shift a fucking manual way better than most. Like, way better than most. And I'm not one to brag, but on that shit, I'll brag. You listen to them shift, they're fucking legit. No faceplate, nothing. No, nothing. I'm clutching in. I'm lifting. The thing sounds legit. So I want to do that in GT500. Plain and simple. I want to do that in the GT500. How high is the stall? It's not a matter of how high it is, Ashton. It's a matter of when you launch it. It's one of those weird converters that if you launch low, it hits hard. If you launch high, it softens up to kind of balance out. So you can launch it at 5,000 RPMs if you want. You know, and it just freewheels and it doesn't lock up. There are no lockup clutches in the deal. Anyway, let's get going with the people here. Say hi to the people here. Remember, you can donate. You can become a member. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Get it going. We got Andy Ali, Elijah's S550, Douche Did It, Jason Friedberg, Wild Bill, 508 Josh, Wesley Stewart, Rubber Ducky, Andy Ali, FLKA Forever is fucking right. D-Rock Fox, Cluster BM Tango, Ulysses Alacron, 2000 MCR, Alarcon. Cal SVT, Pito Chiquito, what's up? Euphorix, Killa, Mr. Mustang, Reaper, S550, Ryan Davis, twice, Omar X, Orlando Chavez, Omar X again, Coyote Corp, Ulysses again, the RC truck is huge. Yeah, I guess you follow me on Instagram. I bought a Traxxas X-Max. Why? Because I've always wanted one, and they became really available in my area again. I didn't want to have to order one or nothing. I got everything in one place. Havoc Speed in Riviera Beach. They have everything, everything. Turbos, Holley fuel systems, fucking LS engines. It's one of those places that's a throwback that has everything in stock. And they go, hey, we became a Traxxas dealer. I'm like, just give me an X-Max. And they're like, yep, and got it. Got the batteries, everything. Good to go. Yes, sir. Stick Shift content. Right. Stick Shift content coming back to the channel because I drove the car once a month. I drove the GT500 once a month. I'm like, this is just such a waste. It's a $70,000 car that's just kind of not doing nothing. bought wheels thinking I'd fall in love with it again. I'm like, I don't care. Drove it yesterday. Yeah, it's cool, but it's not. And then it puked a little trans fluid because it got hot. And I have an aftermarket catch can remotely located from the car, still puked. I'm like, nah, I'm done. This is just a drag trans only. Modless, Yonce, Native Shift, Lewis, Francis, and the rest of the people here. We'll get to it. Someone says, I got an Emax fast rider, but I did. Get the fucking likes up. What up, Alice? Can't wait for the converting of my Shelby back to a manual vids. Right. And that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to try to take the trans out here because I can't wait. I just can't wait anymore. Guys, I'm waiting 2 months to get my car worked on. I'd rather invest into some quick jacks, and I'll probably do that, and get underneath it and take the trans out myself and, you know, ship it out to the person who's going to buy it, show you that content, which it's going to suck. Hell, if I'm underneath there, I'll probably put the headers on myself. Yeah, there's no rush. The car's not going anywhere. That bay is going to become a permanent, like, workstation. So I don't mind buying the tools and doing the work and giving you guys that content, but I'm afraid that's going to be boring as shit for you guys. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you guys want to watch me work on a car. I think that would be extremely boring because, number one, if I'm working on a car, I'm not filming. So it's extremely difficult. I'd need like 7 GoPros constantly on. Then after I'm done working on the car, come here and edit for 3 hours. And I'm like, this is probably not going to work. So I'll do my best to get everything going for you guys so I can have some stick shift content. I'm just going to use stock stuff, stock pedals, stock res. I'm nothing exotic, as if it was stock, except a badass transmission, a good clutch. Probably a Mantic triple is going to be what I'm going to get. Or if Ben Callimer thinks an RXT is fine, based on what he's going to build me more than likely, then I'll go with whatever his recommendation is. Again, Ben Callimer became a new sponsor, so I want to thank him for doing that. I really like the videos of you working on the black car, but those are like jokey videos. Maybe look, who knows? I'm gonna have to probably get a head mount, do that shit, and be like, "Whoa, look at me removing a transmission." You guys are like, "Why the fuck is he videoing himself removing a transmission? We all know how to remove a transmission." And I'm like, "Well, this is different because it's me." I don't know. You think S197s are easier to work on than an S550? The rear end, yeah. The S550, put some springs in the S550. Go ahead. Well, it's no big deal. You got to drop the cradle. Yeah. Okay. I'll pass on that shit. Can I swap my 1080 to a Ben Callimer MT82? What's he talking about? I really like videos of you working on the black. I already got that. Watching Mecham Auto Auctions and Alex. Mecham Auto Auctions is on right now? Boy, if they come across like a Viper, some of you guys are psycho. Some of you guys are absolutely psycho. You guys, after the show, sent me a ton of videos. I'm sorry, a ton of listings. Oh, there's a Viper for sale. What the fuck? 115,000. I get it. It's a cheap for a Viper. But when you talk to people that own Vipers, see, the Viper is raw. The Viper is not refined. Okay. It's not, it's a fucking truck. You know, like it's a dumb brute of a car, but it's fucking fast and it handles well and it stops well. I get that. I don't think I'd enjoy the Viper. The only way I'd buy a Viper is if I had so much expendable income that it's just like a dream car. You know, like a dream car that you just say, look, I have it and I ain't going nowhere and I'll drive it once in a while to get ice cream and you're good. But to actually like campaign it, mod it, guys, those are like big boy money stuff and ego shit. I'd rather, if I can find a ZR1, if I can find a R8, you know, I'd rather do that if I'm going to spend $100,000. Viper makes a good third car. It's live. They're doing it live. Fuck it. Again, click the live button. Click the live button. Alex, what's your opinion on the Jericho 5-speeds? Do you think they are worth the buy? Look, when I was growing up, the badass transmissions for shifting stuff before the clutch technology, which, look, slipper clutch has been around for a bit, or long arm style clutches. You see, slipper clutch, you're technically saying every clutch because every clutch slips. But an on-purpose slipper clutch, adjustable slippage. So those have been around for a bit. And then Jericho transmissions, G-Force transmissions back in the day, Lenkos, stuff like that was like what you would talk about. But then you started fucking with Coyotes that rev to 8,000 RPMs. And I don't know what the torque rating on a Jericho, a Lenko, not a Lenko, Jericho, or some kind of really super built top loader with a vertigate shifter or something like that. Like I'm not privy to any of that stuff, but that is a very expensive trans last I checked. Jericho. So someone says ZR1 all day over. Yeah. Okay. That's true. You're right. If I had my choice of a Viper or a ZR1 C7, I would get a C7 ZR1 out of those two vehicles, but an auto ZR1, because the 2650 with an auto rapes. But after seeing some of the guys, Throttle House did a review on one. They're like, the auto isn't that great. And the manual has issues because it's a manual. It's not like super refined. Liberty 5-speeds, right? The Liberty 5-speeds, you guys don't know. For those of you, because second shift racing definitely is up on everything. A Liberty 5-speed, this is what it looked like, images. So in case you guys don't know what we're talking about, a lot of you guys do, and the ones that don't, you know, this is for you, but the ones that do know, this is not for you, because the Liberty 5-speed is something that looks like that. And I'm sure you've seen them around. I'm sure you've kind of seen, but I mean, that is like nothing like of that caliber tells me it's street stuff. You know what I mean? I'm a street guy. If you're going to go all out racing, I'm not going to go out there and start fucking with Liberty stuff. Then you got Jericho 4-speed. And they look similar, right? They look, oh, geez, what the fuck did I do? Jesus Christ. They look similar. Jericho 4-speed, da-da-da-da, then the G-Force, da-da, you know, oh, whatever. But that this is like old school technology. Now, everyone knows that a T56 with like a PPG gear set or a G-Force gear set is legit with the right clutch. They live in 2,000-plus horsepower cars that are semi-light. You can't have a 4,200-pound car that makes 2,000 horse and expect the transmission to live any transmission. 19th century daily 10 PSI. Would I need to worry about the clutch? I've heard you talk about lockout, but I always assumed that was bigger power cars. No, look, it's RPM related and torque related. If you're zinging a car to 7,500 RPM, then you have a decent amount of torque. That pressure plate and clutch situation is not going to be optimal. It's going to lock you out of the gears, especially if you get that sucker hot. Let's say you do a burnout. Then usually, after you do a burnout, the car tends to have issues going into the next gear, engaging the gears, because everything got hot. Have you ever done a burnout in second gear at the track, and then when you launch, you can't get into second gear? And then you come back, do a burnout in first gear, and then you launch, and you can get into second gear. Well, it all depends on the heat. If you're creating heat with a blown car, and it weighs 4,000-plus pounds, you're going to have clutch issues unless it's aftermarket. And you saw me go back-to-back-to-back with a RXT, Ben Calamer, D4, Stage 3 MT82, and not have any issues. A C601 would be a good move. They are holding values splendidly. Coyotes aren't even cheap anymore. Might as well buy a vet. Man, haven't heard a G-Force in a while. Where's Tony? Tony's chilling. Is the trans in your white car pretty much a dog box? No. What? What the fuck? What? Jesus Christ. Look up what dog box is. Only transmission, I don't mind hearing whine. I just installed the Calamer Stage 3 RXT in my 17 GT. But I'm having rev hang issues going from 1, 2, 2, 3. Already did a crank relearn. Any fix? Did your tuner tune for it? Are you tuned by Lund Racing? And if you are, did you tell them that you installed the gen? It needs a tune, guy. It needs a tune. The gear ratios are different, and S550s have a thing called shift assist. It momentarily hangs the gear, hangs the RPM, so that the next gear is engaged smoothly. If the gear ratios are different than what the car is used to seeing, not only will your cruise control not work, the gear shift assist won't work properly and it'll lurch and be all fucked up. Living the dream. I hate when people say that. I fucking hate when people say that. How you doing? Living the dream. Shut the fuck up. But love you. Just got an Auto 16 California Special. Had headers, intake, and a rough tune. Dakota got me sorted out. Car drives amazing. Go and boost later. Was out of the car game for a year. Is shit still bad? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everyone's still fucking super retarded. Everyone's an idiot. Everyone's a fucking moron. That's why I bought a Traxxas X-Max. I'm going to fuck around. And if I get bored, I'll go around. Havoc Speed is doing some of the funniest shit with their Traxxas and RC car stuff. So the track closed down, right? The track here closed down. No more drag racing. What do you think Havoc Speed's going to do to try to supplement some of the stuff that's going on there? And a lot of people want to race. You don't think Havoc Speed is going to go out of their way and potentially sponsor or build a little quarter mile track that you can bring your... Do you know how much those shootouts pay people? There was a $20,000 prize for a drag race RC shootout, RC car shootout. I was like, why the fuck am I building a $70,000+ car to win $3,000 when I could build a $3,000 T-Max or a fucking drag car and do good then? But obviously there's going to be guys with donk, because this is Riviera Beach. It's going to be donk. There's going to be low rider RC cars. So people want to race. They'll race whatever. Triple disc and the clutch tamer will do wonders for the GT 500. Yep, I agree. I'd probably do a Mantic triple disc. Like, look, if I'm going to go GT 500 stick, it'll go T56 Magnum XL, SFI deal. Because I want the shifter on the trans. I don't want a remote mounted shifter. Badass drive shaft, some chrome molly shit. What's in the GT 500 now? So the GT 500 has a turbo 400 with a reed case and a close ratio billet internal, full billet internal turbo 400. That was like $12,000 brand new. The converter was like $4,000 brand new. Obviously, I'm not asking that. And I think I already have a buyer. Crossmember and drive shaft. And the drive shaft is this super heavy, dense, crazy looking thing that is not aluminum. It's not carbon fiber. It's like what Senior has is a very heavy. Senior has never had drive shaft issues. But what about carbon? No, when it comes to a drive shaft, guys, and you're making big boy power, you got to make that shit out of the strongest materials possible. Aluminum carbon's not going to cut it. Sorry. I fucking hate that, but I love you. Exactly. Living the dream. Bro, just tell me how you're doing. Just say good. The standard answer is good. Living the dream. 2650 blower on the GT500. I could do that. That's another thing I could do. But I'm going to keep the Whipple for now because it makes 1100. With a stick, watch it show another 60 to 70 horse. Watch that with a stick. I put it back on the dyno, same exact tune, and watch that motherfucker make 1180, 1170 because of the transfer loss or the drivetrain loss is better with a manual. You know, you'll see a higher number than with an auto. Alex, it's time to dust off the RC10T, right? So when we get in lunt tunes for Traxxas RC cars, you know, do you guys know what a X-Max is? You know, they have stability control. Guys, RC cars now have updates via an app and stability control. Like I looked this up years ago. And I was like, I'm not going to get into that shit because it's just another thing I'm going to get into. Guys, I'll show you the body. Body's huge. So this is the body of an X-Max. Okay? It has stability control. It has updatable bullshit via an app. It's a dumb thing. And I literally just got it today. So people go, what's the next one? It has two 8S batteries. Okay. It has two 8S batteries. You want to see a big massive truck do a wheelie and what electric motors can do? That motherfucker will do a wheelie in the middle of a 30-mile-an-hour pull. It'll be 30-mile-an-hour, you goose it, and it does a fuck. I'm like, so that's the other thing I wanted to get into, like the potential power of electric vehicles, and it is scalable. It's literally scalable, okay? So I was like, that'll be interesting. Now, I don't think I'm going to bring you videos on that because that's just for me to enjoy, have a good time. Tony can chase that thing until the batteries run out because Tony needs a workout. That's what I was thinking the whole time. Like, Tony could chase this thing around the dog park. He'll tire himself up. Perfect. And then I can have a little fun and fuck around. But they are tunable technically. They have software updates on these things. It's silly. Are those 1/5 or 1/8 scale? I think, what is the X-Max scale? X-Max scale. I don't know. Oh, 1/6. It's 1/6 scale. It's a big son of a bitch. Can you sit that and shit and ride it down the street? I've seen kids get on those things and they take them for a ride. Guys, it's ear-splitting torque. And then they give you a spur gear, and that spur gear is for top-end runs. And then you can upgrade the motor. You can upgrade the batteries. Guys, I'm going to have a lot of fun with that thing, but it's not cheap. So I got to, ease my way into it. I got a GT500 to build. It's 1/6 scale. Wouldn't mind a bit of RC content. You're going to wear poor Tony out if he's chasing that. Yeah, they're crazy. Even the boats go like 80 miles an hour in 2 seconds. Crazy fucking fast. My God, my dog ripped the spoiler off my Rustler. She went full pit bull. I have an Arma RC car that does 117. You know what? I might make a video just to show you the potential. A lot of you guys know, look, there's a ton of RC channels, and that's why I don't want to do it. If you type in XMAX on YouTube, there's a zillion channels, and they're way better, and they're super nerdy about it. I just want to have a hobby and have fun. I don't want to become like the source for information because it doesn't interest me that much. I want a GT500 going fast. I want to eventually be able to afford like an R8 or a C6 ZR1 or a Viper. You know, that's my main thing. But this, it's a lot of fun, especially when you can't go out racing. It's a little wet outside. You take this thing out, fuck around. It kind of cures the itch. And I have the beach here. The beach, a wide open beach. And this thing at the beach, bro, I could build ramps, do dumb shit, be a fun time. What's happening? At what point do guys start to fill coyote blocks and get after it? So if you guys follow Cletus, he did a very smart thing. And now you don't hear that often on this chat. Cletus went and got a big block from Steve Morris Engines. Fucking so smart. That thing will make 2,000 horsepower and go, oh, no big deal. 2,000 horsepower. No, it'll make 1,100 on pump gas, right? He wants his El Camino to be way in the sixes. Like way in the sixes consistently, and that thing will do it no problem. So he had the LS. The LS was tapped out. The problem we're going to have with Coyote going forward is displacement. The Coyote is incredibly efficient, incredibly powerful, incredibly robust. But when you want to make above 15, 16, 17, 1800 horsepower, we're going to have to start looking into billet blocks, stroker kits, bigger displacement. And at the end of the day, you know, people that start to fill the block, make sure that there's no coolant, they run no coolant so that if it pushes a head gasket, they don't end up having water by their tires and they hit the wall. At that point, honestly, you should just go billet block, because filling a block or half filling it, it'll live at 1500. Like, we have a dry deck situation in the Blue Goose. And basically the cylinder heads at the gasket don't necessarily see a coolant. And if it does push a head gasket, it won't go on the tires. But eventually, if you want to go past that, meaning if you want a consistent 3,200 pound coyote, I think you're going to have to eventually have a billet block, because you're going to rag out a small block that's been super modified and fucked and sleeved and O-ringed to be able to make big power, unless you bring the weight down considerably. It's very, very difficult. Thanks for the help troubleshooting my 18 Shelby F-150 tune. Truck runs great. Super slacker. I don't know who you are, but hey, that works, brother. These little cars are the definition of acceleration. Will the AC turn off a watt with the RC car? I plugged it in and it made this popping sound, and I was like, what the fuck? It scared me. It sounds like a power plant when you have two 8S LiPo batteries in it. Things dumb fast. That's a pretty motor too. Yes. So he ended up doing a good job of getting a Steve Morris built motor. Thanks for the already got that. Apparently the chat just died. I remember when Nitro RC cars used to be the big thing years back. New electric cars gap a Nitro car bad, and they really do. Like, it's not even close. And I started seeing like the Black Mamba motors and stuff like that, and that's why, guys, you guys made fun of me. A lot of you guys would just wouldn't even listen. You would go, I don't care that electric is faster, Alex. I don't care. I go, you'll care when it becomes super affordable to buy a Model 3 and everyone's faster than you. Like, everyone is faster than you, right? Okay, at what point do you consider an RC car? I'm sorry, an electric car. At what point do you guys consider an electric car? Are you going to be that guy with the Marlboros tucked into your shirt, the mullet, the skullet, really? Let's just be honest. You're going to have a skullet, and you're going to go, I don't give a fuck what Elon Musk puts out there. By the way, Elon Musk is becoming conservative as fuck. Good for that. And Everyone is faster than you. A minivan, a transport, the electric taxi that's driving by itself, bringing people to the bar, is gapping you, man. At what point do you go, I gotta hop on board? Like, I gotta hop on board. They'll blow up that motor the first time out. Cleat will find a way. No. Did you look at the video? Steve Morris sent a tune. Steve Morris, you should be tuning that car. Nothing against his tuner. I think his tuner's probably very talented. This is big boy shit. It's got 800 injectors per cylinder. Pump gas for meth. And it's got, look. This is big boy shit. And you, in my opinion, Mr. Steve Morris, have to guide them. And all Cleat has to do is have two tunes, meth and pump gas for the drag and drive events. Love ya. This is big boy shit. I wouldn't want to tune that. I want nothing to do with that shit. I want someone super experienced to tune that. And Mr. Steve Morris, how much are your tuning services? $5,000 for the weekend? Sounds good. Oh, you can't afford it? This game isn't for you. Plain and simple. Yeah, a brushless car is fast as fuck, but that nitro car is fun and sounds good. Here we go. On the lunch watching, keep up the awesome content. Ian Martha, give me one of those salads that has the little pecans in it. Save me one of them shits. They're always gone at my Publix. Hell, I still have my old HPI Nitro RS4 3 Evo with the Vaughn getting RTR body kit. You know you have RC stand shows and drift events. Go track electric go-kart versus gas-powered one. Will it change? Go track an electric go-kart versus a gas-powered one. It would change your mind. Is he saying that a shifter cart? How big does an electric cart have to be? Are you comparing the electric carts that you go to like Andretti versus a all-out nitro shifter cart or whatever the fuck they run on? My God, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Not up here in Canada. No way. I'll rely on electric vehicles. No way I'll rely on electric vehicles for another 10 plus years. It's a new norm to race Plaid to see how fast your car in the YouTube world. Right. The Plaid is the measuring stick. It's the measuring stick. C601s at 950 wheels should gap a Plaid because they weigh 3,100 pounds. 1,100 and up horsepower should gap a Plaid and a Mustang because it weighs 3,800 pounds. 1,500 horse in a Charger should gap a Plaid on the based on the sheer fucking weight. That's the measuring stick. Sorry, guys. You're wrong. Steve Morris just released Billet Heads. Stupid, nasty. He's stupid, smart, won't lay down, and look bad if they fuck with his stuff. He's not going to let those guys ruin his rep. Exactly. But Alex, the gas motor has so much character. It's still real to me, damn it. Think he means go-karts. Is there even an electric go-kart? Alex, I'm unrolling my smokes from my sleeve as we speak. Hey, Alex, just wondering how the cam tune available. Hey, Alex, just wondering how the cam tune available in A10. I don't even know what he's saying. When you write that in something that actually makes sense, I'll answer it. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Never been the boyfriend. Always been the Sancho. You said measuring dick, measuring stick. Brendan gave me $5. Thank you, sir. Guys are racing Plaids now before the Roadster comes out. See, that's the problem. You guys imagine the Plaid with another motor and 1,000 pounds lighter. You ain't got shit. You ain't got shit. For a Roadster with a Plaid drivetrain. Maybe you think you do. You know who does? Maybe like the Street Outlaw guys. Like, it'll be that fast. Sorry. How much is a Steve Morrison engine? I'm about to buy a cheap car because gas is so bad, but I would love an electric vehicle. Electric is the future drivability. Then he says, instead of saying my bad, he goes bye bad. LOL, bye bad. Oh, drivability. It's not meant for drivability. Okay. The cam loped idle tune is just there to chop, chop, chop at idle. And that's all it does well. Chop, chop, chop at idle. It drives okay. It does intermittent stumbles. It does funky shit, popping, pinging, and banging, but it's not going to drive all that well. So forget the word drivability coupled with the cam loped idle tune. Just wait till they find out the Roadster is sub 3,000 pounds. So if a Plaid can go 920 at 4,800 pounds, what do you think a 3,000-pound Roadster can go with the same horsepower? Bro, it's going to be dumb. Dumb. Tony, everyone loves Tony. Tony's the man. Aftermarket Electric Parts is the next big car biz. I don't have my glasses. I'm fucked right now. Fucking, there's Tony. Yeah, Tony's the man. Tony, Tony, you ate. I heard you chewing, motherfucker. I heard you chewing, and that shit was sitting there forever. I fed you at 9 a.m., and you let that shit sit. You nibbled on the motherfucker all day. Now you're hungry? Now you want the rest of your food? Now you want me to give a fuck? Fuck you. Fuck you. He's gone. Tony is a true OG. Beer money, just because. I don't drink, but thank you. Chop it idle and kill the people behind you in the drive-thru. That it will do. Hey, you know, Alex, I put on the Camlo title tune. And guys, this is one of the things I hear most often. So, Alex, I put on the ghost cam tune and it doesn't chop like this guy chops. So then he sends me a link to the YouTube and I go and I read the description. Cam Lope title tune, long tube headers, X pipe, course of blow my asses. Excuse me, sir, what exhaust do you have? Bone stock exhaust. I'm like, there you go. They complain about it doesn't chop like they think it should. You guys think a cam lope idle tune changes the tone of your exhaust? The tone is the tone. We just make it rumpity rump. That's all. Flores Hydrographic says, yes, there's an electric go-karts by Rotax. 125 is by Rotax. Whatever. What are we talking about? Or do you have any recommendations to break into the break-in process? You know, when you guys split your comments, I have to go back and read the beginning because it doesn't make any sense. So just type it down all down once and then hit copy paste until I read it. For Tony, thank you, MB. For Tony. Cam Love Idle Tune is real hard on the AC. Oh, love it. Alex, look up AMA EV swap Mustang. They're making swap controllers. I already did that a year ago. Guys, I did that a year ago. Come on, stop it. Get Tony some angel eyes for his tear stains. Look, I'm not one of those homos, okay? He's a fucking dog. And I treat him like a dog. So he has tear stains. Big fucking deal. No, you gotta clean it up all the time. Man, he's a fucking dog. He eats shit at the dog park. He rolls in shit at the dog park. But now I gotta have his tear. She streams cleaned up. Stop it. Hello. Can you do it all over again real quick? I'm a little late. Legend has it. He's still looking at the light. Dudes here still don't know what makes a cam chop or what's happening. Not at all. I think people think they know what a cam lope idle tune does. I swear to God, Second Shift Racing, Garrett, that they think we just run it richer. Oh, can you run? You know, it's going to kill the cats because you're running it really rich. And I'm like, no, it's not it at all. Like, it's not it at all. Them eye boogers. I clean his eyes all the time, so it makes a little stain. Oh, now I got to fucking pretty him up? You want me to put a pink bow on a motherfucker too? You want me to put dog perfume on the motherfucker? He's a fucking dog. Sleeps on the floor. Fuck. He's like the guy who jerks his dog and puts it in a bag. Yeah, Alex, you really got to make sure. If you're not going to neuter your dog, you got to make sure. Yo, Tony, check this out. He wants me to clean your shit because I guess you're ugly to him. Look, I guess you're ugly to him. He doesn't like your little stains here. See these stains? Oh, man, I don't like these stains. They don't look good. I want to make sure that Alex's dog looks good all the time. Oh, let's clean that, huh? This is how you're going to look like after a facelift. This is young Tony, old Tony, old Tony, young Tony, old Tony, young Tony, old Tony. This is Joker Tony. Yeah, there's Joker Tony right there. Oh, he's smiling. Yeah, get out of here. Get out of here, little man. He's a good puppy. I love that fucking dog. He's great. Let me do whatever. Got the Calimer T56 Stage 2 with an RXC 1200 in my SF50. Works perfectly, and pedal feels light. Tony is like, get me down, cut. Tony's like, why the fuck are you touching my face? That's how you treat a dog, right? Is Alex supposed to be the new Caesar the Dog Whisperer? Tony thinks he's Scar Slow. Tony's like, fuck my life. He loves it. He loves attention. He loves getting, you just smush his head. He fucking loves it. He's like, oh, see? He wants more. He loves the attention. Okay. Once you start giving this dog attention, that's all he wants. He just wants to keep fucking playing. Right. Omar X. Exactly. Like, I love how people go, you got to clean his tear duct thingies because, and I'm like, your ass still has shit stains in it from when you ate Taco Bell. You guys don't wipe your ass thoroughly. You guys go and they go, ah, fuck it. And then you're like, oh, my balls stink. No, your balls don't stink. That's shit sweat going up and stinking up your balls. That is shit. Wipe your balls next time with a fucking a wet wipe. And it's brown because it's shit because you don't wipe your ass properly. But you want me to take care of my dog's eye booger stains. Bro, get the fuck out of here. Back and to the left. Get Tony in the headlock. He doesn't like headlocks. He backs out of them really quick. Yo, Alex, I installed the Whipple, and now my car makes a loud whining noise when I give it hard throttle. I heard today something hilarious. Hey, Alex, my car sounds like it's misfiring at idle. Really? With the same stuff? No. When it was stock, it idled fine. Now it sounds totally different with a Whipple, FIC1000s, a BAP, a 132 throttle body, and a 123 millimeter cold air. And I'm like, It should sound different. You changed how it compresses air.
I don't know about that.
Some people shit at the gym and barely wipe. All that gym sweat doesn't help the smell. What are the Florida shops you recommend for a break-in tune on a new motor? I have a Cobra. I'm about to drop a new motor using MS3. You mean a break-in tune? For a Cobra, honestly, maybe Second Shift Racing can help you, but I have no fucking idea. Baby wipes for the win. Wet wipes for the win. Wet wipes, showers, after shits, always. Absolutely. You got to, after you shit, guys, if you don't have wet wipes in your house, you are walking around with a shitty ass, okay? If you poop and you don't use wet wipes to get all the fucking Klingons and all the bullshit that's back there, you literally have shit in your ass or outside of your ass, just dangling there, just stain. You either shower, you pig, or wet wipes. Toilet paper doesn't do enough. And if you wet the toilet paper, you're going to have chunks of toilet paper by your asshole. Not a good time. Tony is all love. That boy's too cool. Tony's good people. Can we address the clowns that think flame spinning is cool? It's the Nate Cuckriders of the world. Like, Nate Cuckrider will go to a meet, find out what changes the flame color in the exhaust tip and go, oh, let's do this. You got blue flames? Put this. This got pink flames? And put this? Whoa. And you know what? The Insta dicks love it. And he's winning. Because the Insta retards love that shit. Wet wipes Tony's face, right? Tony, they want me to wet wipe your face. I'll wet wipe his face. Well, let's do it. Hey, come on. Let me get some wipes, buddy. Come on. They want me to clean your tears up. Come on, buddy. They want me to wet wipe your face. Let's go. Come on, buddy. I know. Here we go. Move the mic. Stay right there, buddy. I got you. I mean, wet wipe your face. Let's go. Look at that. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Get you some. Alex, your dog's face is the tear duct. You got to clean that. He looks nasty. I'm like, yeah. Sorry. He don't give a fuck. There you go. You good, buddy? Yeah. Life's good. That treats you all right. Get the fuck out of here now. Get the fuck out of here. See? Happy dog. You happy now, motherfucker? Fuck me. Don't forget the sandwich bags. When you get shit on your hands because the toilet paper ripped, you just get more toilet paper and whip it off and call it clean? No, you wash your fucking hands twice just in case. Tony's the man. Dingleberry having ass. Oh my God, that's so satisfying. What's worse, shopping flames or guys revving their motor, THRE, from, oh my God. I was on TikTok and seen a guy with a Stance Miata. pay $1,000 for lug nuts. What? Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, see, you guys like Tony just being on camera. That's all. I should just put Tony. Remember when Tony was a little puppy and have him on the side here all the time, sleeping? Oh, the good old days. Alex, that paper towel didn't have disinfectant. Alex, put Clorox on his eyeballs. Bleach your dog's eyes. Are those wipes with aloe vera, soothing clean face, asshole? They're basically like dog wipes from Target. Deodorizing. Oh, you put it in his eyes? This is after he rolls in shit for an hour? I wash him with that because I'm not going to bathe that motherfucker every time. And I just get any remnants of bullshit from his eyes. I don't go in his eyeballs, motherfucker. Alex, do you still have the Trinity motor banging the limiter? I do. Where is it? Here it is. There it is. I trained myself years ago. Shit, shower, shave when I get home from work. Everybody is an animal expert on the internet. Everyone knows how to, like, you know how many people told me about how to treat Boston Terriers and what you should do? And man, shut the fuck up. Unless you own a dog, own that breed, you should shut the fuck up. Pete, on the way. We could have been together, Alex. Selling my Corsa Gaze to a kid with a stock 5.0 to get Magnaflow Street Series. Hope he's ready to sound like crap. I bleach his eyes. Clip his toenails. Like, that's one thing I'm decent at. But luckily, he just fucks around so much out there that I don't have to clip him. He's rear-wheel drive. And you can tell by the shortness of the rear nails versus the front. At the end of the day, most people are just shitty. I had a guy this morning with an EcoBoost Mustang trying hard to get my attention with his stupid blow-off valve. Whooch. 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 Shut the fuck up. I just ignored him not wasting my $5 a gallon gas. Hey, Alex, is a 4Innovation fuel system necessary for my Gen 1 stick car when I go TVS and plan to stay on pump gas or just injectors and a BAP? Just injectors and a BAP. Now, if you stay on 10 PSI, I don't think you should get a fuel system. I think a booster pump is plenty, 1,000cc injector. Some tuners out to tell you stupid shit like, you don't need a BAP, you just need a 1,000cc injector. And I'm like, yeah, but I'd rather have a little more voltage going to the stock pump. Call me crazy. Headroom. Some injectors are out there giving you just false information or bad information because they're not tuning these cars in the amount of volume. That we are. Need to use your words. I don't know what you want. Thank you. Wipe his ass for him, bitch. I'll wipe my dog's ass right on the camera. People are recommending organic food for Tony. Meanwhile, Tony eats a piece of shit. Thank you. Alex, you shouldn't get Beneful. Beneful is made with, and Tony goes out there and goes, oh, a dead bird. Nom, nom, nom. A fucking frog. Nom, nom, nom. Shit. Nom, nom, nom. But I got to get him organic fucking food. Shut the fuck up. Are you still considering going turbo setup on the white car? Yes, like a BL Fab-ish kit. I was just watching you with the pulls with H3M2 before I seen you went live. Yeah, I think I'm going to end up eventually talking to Beefcake. I think he's a vendor for them. And like a BL Fab kit would be good. What I'm going to do is this. I'm going to race Jake. And after the race, I'm going to send the head unit out to Vortec. I'm going to say, hey, Vortec, rebuild it. Make sure it's fresh. And then I'm going to sell the kit. Not going to give it away. Fuck that. I'm going to make money on that sucker. I'm going to sell the kit and then I'll drive it NA for a little bit until I can get myself a single turbo setup for the white car, like a BL Fab, but I want it to hook up to the stock exhaust. So what I want to do is this, maybe buy the bumper exit bullshit and then I'll have Mikey fab something up so that the exhaust routes the stock way because I don't do dumb bumper exit gayness. Alex, got to have the 2.3 TVS with the Ben Calmer Shade 2 Trans. Would you get a manual C7Z06 over that? Yep. Oh, yeah. A manual C7Z06 over a Gen 2, 2.3? Of course. Kidding me? How much did they cost? I'm crazy. New Dome, I got cookie idea. The Dingleberry cookies with extra chunks. My dog ate a squirrel. Organic as hell. I'm not going to waffle it. Fuck all that. People will try to raise your dog as their own. Everything down to the type of collar leash you use on them. What are your thoughts on Chelsea Denofa EcoBoost Swap Fox Body since you're a huge Fox Body guy? I don't even know who the fuck she is. Once you go in there, you make sure you get those bead locks. I can't stand when I hear a grown man call his dog a fur baby. Fur baby? You a fucking dog. Give me. What's up, dog? Dog? There you go. See? That's my dog. He ain't no bullshit. He ain't no fur baby. That's my dog. Poor dog. Hellion called. They'd call off the cease and desist if you use them. No, I would not use a Hellion kit. Thank you. This guy in Palm Beach has a full bolt on the 85-392 and lost to a stock 392. Hell no. My Huskies hunt and rodents and rabbits, and I let them have at it. Free protein. They still eat kibbles with an egg as well. Exactly. Why are you throwing an egg in the kibble? You're going to shut up. Chelsea Denafafunafa is a dude that drifts. Oh, so how the fuck would I know who the hell he is? I'm straight. I am a heterosexual. I don't watch drifting. Drifting is not racing. Tony knows what's good. Would you rather go to Mustang Week for a day or go to a Cletus event and say, hell yeah, brother. Whoa, that's a good one. So both places will be full of retards. There'll be more gay guys at Mustang Week. More LGBT plus QLMNOP XYZs at Mustang Week. More Crocs at Cletus and Cars or whatever. Oh, I think I'm going to have to go to Cletus and Cars or whatever because there's going to be way more gayness at Mustang Week. Way more gayness. Dogs descend from wolves, and what do wolves eat? I heard VFF offers a rear exit exhaust now. Yeah, but it's like $3,000+ or something like that. Man, I've seen videos of Mexican dogs get hit by a truck and ran off like it's nothing. EcoBoost plus drifting equals suck a dick. What about NASCAR? Cletus is my hero. I just let my dog lick my asshole clean after I shit. Here's the attention, okay? I know you want attention. Here it is. Here's the attention, buddy. Okay? There it is. I love my Crocs. Soon, comfy. Damn, I'm late. Bitches be saying, I'm a dog mom. They are my kids. I would crash my Mustang into a crow before I go into any of those events. What? Cletus and Cox. Oh, good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. Would you rather hang out with that dude in blue or Turvy for a day? Turvy. Turvy is way less annoying. Because he's retarded, right? Dude in Blue's not retarded. He's just gay sounding. Turvy's probably entertaining as fuck. Like, he's probably like, hey, I think I want to go ahead and put a sheet metal intake on a 353.5 cubic inch D-stroke 400 marine motor from Ford that they made twice in 1966. What? Like, it's awesome. Random questions, but what's the lifespan of a Boston Terrier? Oh, what's up, buddy? Oh, my God. What's going on, man? Oh, man. He just laid his head on my arm, which is he just kind of wants to hang out with Dad, I think, unless you want to go out. 13 years. I've seen 12 or 13 years. They last for a while there. Okay. These dogs are finicky, okay? They're prone to allergies and this and that. You got to get them from a good breeder. And the woman I got this dog from, she had some of the most robust long, like old and still fucking moving around. Boston's everywhere. And he comes from Cash is the dad, and he's like a big motherfucker and super, super legit. So I'm like, I have no problem. My other dog was probably still alive. He's with my ex. So I don't know what the fuck's going on with him. Do not fart. You fucking dare fart. You fart, I'm going to punch you right in the fucking face. I'm going to punch you in the fucking face if you fart. You hear me? Motherfucker. Mine lasted 14 years, and we needed to put her down. You could definitely get Turvy to get into a fight. Way more entertaining champion breed. There will be more fucking in the ass than the pussy. Where is it? Tony, they want me to play this. Tony, they want me to play this. I like to fuck him in the ass while he beat up the pussy. They need to put clear walls around Turvy's house so we can go watch him like a zoo. Would you ever... He'd probably take a shit in his hand and throw it at you. Would you ever get a second dog for Tony? If so, what kind? I'd get a calm dog. I would not get another Boston Terrier because this motherfucker goes wild. If there's a high energy dog in the complex and they meet, it's a complete shit show. So you need to kind of have a yin and yang. My girlfriend's dog is a huge 100-pound dog, and he beats the shit out of him all the time. That Didn't Blue has zero credibility. Reviewed a Whipple car and called it a TVS all video. Oof. Tony doing the fire drill. right. Tony looks identical to my Pitbull, but smaller. Same markings. YDBT and Cletus collab. Nah. Bulldog. Mind sleeps all day. That was the funniest video with that gorilla throwing shit into the crowd. I have a German Shepherd, and he's a disaster. Now, little Tony. Tony's legit. Tony's super legit, dog. You want to go out or you want to eat? You either want to go out or you want to eat. I don't know. You ate, dude. I'll take you out after the show. I got to go to the gym later. I'll take you out after the show. Sniff some asses out there. Hopefully a couple of dogs are out there. Come back and eat. Chill the fuck out. Maybe take the truck out there. You need a lazy pit. Nah, I don't want a pit. The problem with pits are, I love pits. Pits are great. The problem with the pits are everyone else. Like, there's a lot of pit bulls here in the complex. Excuse me. A lot of pit bulls here in the complex, and they tend to scare people, but they're just awesome, great dogs. And I don't want to have to, like, defend a dog all the time. This guy, no one cares about him. No one's afraid of him. They see him, and they just laugh. They're like, he's not going to do nothing. There's no freaking way he's going to hurt me, you know? So it's not an issue. Hang out with Mustang Lifestyle or FKA. Oh, my God. Both are gay. One looks like a walking muffin. The other one looks like a homo. I don't know. But neither. Can I just... What's the third option? Like blowing my head off? Third option. Tony looking fit. Tony is a 32-pound Boston Terrier. Could you imagine? It's raining by you. Is it raining by you? It's raining by me. What are you, my cousin? Hey, is it raining up by you, man? I'm in Green Acres. Is it raining up there? You're not coming over. Will having a fast car compensate for my extra small penis? Yes. Yep. Abso-freaking-lutely. Big, tall truck or a fast car? One or the other. You want to get down? No. King Corso or Persa Canaria is the best, but they're big as hell. Yeah. There's a King Corso here that plays with Tony, and he's a awesome dog. They play great together, but he's a massive son of a bitch. Huge. Alex, do you like corgis? I don't like corgis. I like a sporty dog. I like an athletic dog. I'm impressed by athleticism, and this guy can jump and, you know, come up to my eyes. He jumps really high. He's fast as lightning. He's athletic as shit. I like athletic dogs, but it's cuddle weather, Alex. Left myself. He's trying to locate you using the rain. We could have been together, right? Is it raining by you? And is the cloud swirling? And does it, man, Dude, you're not going to come over, so relax. We got a couple minutes left. We'll get the fuck out of here. This was a free-for-all show. We didn't talk about anything. We talked about mostly T56 stuff that's going on, like shortages. Like, parts shortages are everywhere. Blows my freaking mind. Keep the Ben Calmer logo up there for the rest of the show. Hang out with Stang Mode and Mustang Lifestyle. Stang Mode looks like his breath stinks. You know what I mean? You ever see somebody and you know their breath stinks? You're like, boy, you look like a chooch ass mother. You look like your breath stinks. Like the plaque is right here. Like, guys, I'm a smiling nice. When you're talking like this and I visibly see plaque right there front and center, like I see it. So I know for a fact you see it. I don't want to get that close to you because I know your breath is going to stink. And I'm like, I'm a pass. Anytime I see someone talk and they're flapping their gums and they're just, you want to take a toothpick and be like, I can't talk to you. I guarantee your breath stinks. I got a Harley Quinn Great Dane. She's pretty chill, but can be troublemaker since she can reach everything on the shelf. Stang Mode looks like his breath stinks like Monster Energy. Stang Mode laugh has a be gay or be gay. These questions crack me up. Mustang Lifestyle needs that plaque delete tune. Nate Ryder or that guy Marin? I don't know that guy Marin, but that guy Marin. Mustang Lifestyle is one of those looks like he smells. I know exactly what you mean. When you look at someone like, you look like you stink like shit. Like you didn't wipe your ass. Like you look like you don't wipe your ass without wipe. I'm sorry. If you don't wipe with wipes, I guarantee you stink like shit. You hit the nail on the head. The dry mouth rank. Third option, you have to have a bro date with Tony. Third option, you have to have a bro date with Tony Full Bolt On. Tony Full Bolt On? Probably him. So I can see his googly eyes because he's like, he's one of these guys that loves me so much, he hates me. You ever meet those people? I love that guy so much, I hate him. He's my biggest fan. He is Stan. That motherfucker is
Dear absolutely Mr. I'm Stan. To call
oh, yeah, well, you guys pay for membership for emojis. Fuck that guy. That guy fucking sucks. I love him. I miss him so much. I wish we were together. Oh, my God. I want to fuck him so bad.
That's Tony Full Bolt on. It's just a six or Mustang lifestyle. It's just a six. He seems like a cool dude. I got no problem with him. Kayaking or Mustang week? Kayaking. All day kayaking. Get a Greyhound. They're chill. Yeah, they're chill until they find a squirrel. Then they rip it to shreds. There was a Greyhound here, a retired racer, and he fucking found a squirrel, and he rattled it like this and split it in half and guts whenever. I was like, holy shit, that's so cool. So is Stan Full Bolt on? Right. Laugh my ass off. Stanley Full Bolt on. Would you be willing to get flown out to tune a car like an IG whore? Fuck no. Fuck no. I am not flying anywhere to do something I can do over the internet. So I'll pass on that shit or online, whatever. Tony Full Bolt, I'm about to meet up with Alex on Yard House with a mic under his shirt to get dirt on Alex. Wrench Girl or that trans woman YouTuber? Wrench Girl got a Viper. You know what I am saying? He just can't handle his gay feelings for you, so he hates you. Exactly. All right, guys, I'm out of here. Today we talked about nothing. Tony, we cleaned Tony's eyes. We talked to Tony a lot. We talked about you guys wanting me to bleach Tony's face, and I showed you that I bought an X-Max because when it's raining outside and I want something to do, I'll probably get into the car hobby and leave – or the RC car hobby and just leave the car hobby behind. But not really. I'm going to manual swap the GT500, get rid of the 400 with the cone converter, go back to its roots. I think if I do sell the car, it'll be an easier sell with a manual than with a racing-oriented turbo 400. It's just not something that I like, and I don't think a lot of people would like it. People like a stick-shift car, and if I can just drive a stick-shift car, rumble once in a while, make, you know, fuck around on the street, do some 60 to 130s stick, I'm a happy cat. I'm not looking to competitively race a Shelby GT500. That's odd to me. All right, guys, I'm out of here. Have a good weekend. Tomorrow, I'm going to do a standalone video for that dating channel, so be on the lookout for that. Then I'll be on live, 9:30 a.m. on Talking Shit Sunday on this channel here, 9:30 a.m. Sunday. Saturday, sometime around 8 o'clock, I'll release a video on that dating channel, and we'll keep it going, and hopefully you guys have a good weekend. I know I will. Have a good one. See you guys later. See you Sunday. Bye.